Let's hear it for the anchovy, and not, if you please, with an ich.
Cooking commentator Julia Watson wants to sing the praises of the misunderstood anchovy.
Your disgust, I realize, was recently endorsed by no less a personage than the President of the United States. According to a press secretary, he and his wife don't like anchovies. But I would venture to suggest that George W. Bush and his First Lady have not been properly introduced to these much-maligned members of the herring family. The anchovy is the culinary equivalent of the Wonder Bra. It adds body to flat food. But like the Wonder Bra, nobody should suspect it is there. Do you know what gives a Caesar salad its bite? Anchovies. And anchovies are a prime ingredient in what the British call Worcester sauce, but omitted from the overly syllabled Worcestershire sauce made for the US. Everyone who eats or cooks Thai food knows Nam Pla fish sauce. What's in it? Dried anchovies. Similarly, Indonesian or Malaysian food enthusiasts are exposed without complaint to terasi or belacan, a hideously pungent, grainy paste made from dried shrimp. It's generally fried or grilled, which completely stinks up your kitchen. Like anchovies, it adds a singular body to spicy meat stews and satay sauces. Javanese legend has it that a rich merchant marries an innocent young girl. He tells her, "Whatever you cook, don't ever use terasi. I can't stand it." Terrified, she wonders how she can cook without it. So, day by day, she adds just a hint, bit by increasing bit. Her husband is so delighted with her culinary prowess, he insists on knowing what her secret is. Trembling, she confesses to terasi. "But I only use this much," she lies, indicating an amount the size of her teeniest nail. Her husband measures the distance from his elbow to his fingertips. "Then in future," he commands, "use as much as that." She's wise enough to know better. As with anchovies, moderation is the key. A secret essential of the store cupboard, anchovies have an affinity for beef stews, lamb, black olives, potatoes, and garlic. Buy them in olive oil or packed in salt, which you should rinse off. Just don't tell anyone you've used them.
Julia Watson is a food columnist for iVillage.com.